6:32. Bueno, pues le decía hace unos minutos, uno de los temas, o bueno, el tema, por supuesto, el tema del mundo ahorita es el precio de los alimentos, y es una serie de elementos que están concatenándose para llegar a esta situación. Y bueno, pues uno de los institutos más importantes en el mundo en materia de investigación sobre manejo de agua para la agricultura está en Sri Lanka. Es el International Water Management Institute, y esta mañana vamos a comunicarnos a Sri Lanka con el doctor David Molden, quien es líder de la evaluación del manejo del agua en la agricultura de este Instituto Internacional para la Administración del Agua. Doctor David, how are you? Good morning here in Mexico.
Good morning. Buenos días.
Buenos días, David. David, we understand that there are so many different elements that are impacting the price of different commodities, particularly rice and as well as wheat. What we don't know here in Mexico is why water management is one of these elements. Could you explain that for us?
Well, yeah, I think what's happening in Mexico and in many places in the world, that water is becoming more and more a limiting factor to food production. Basically, through our irrigation systems, we use so much water to produce food, and in many situations, we've just run out of water. And that at least will become a constraint for food production in the future.
Why do you think that's happening? Are we in the world using not very in a very productive way water, or is just, I mean, the demand is going up for many different uses, or what's going on here?
I think we have several things happening at the same time. On one side, the demand for food is increasing so much because of population, but not only population, it's because the way people's diets. So, for example, when people eat more and more meat, it takes more and more feed to feed those animals, and all that feed takes more water. So when we're looking ahead, and even though the population will not double, it may go to 6 to 9 billion, but the demand for food and feed may double over the next 30 to 50 years. What that means is the water requirements almost could double as well, unless we do a lot better managing that water supply.
Hey, when you when you look at different ways of using water, how someone that uses the or manages the his or her water badly in terms of agriculture does it differently from someone that does it the correct way?
Some people are quite productive with every drop of water they use. So what we say is people get more crop per every drop they use in agriculture. So those are farmers that are really water wise. And yet we find other situations where typically yields are low and the farming practices are not so good. So farmers in that case are not doing so well with their agriculture practices. So there is a lot of room to improve within agriculture itself.
What do you do with them? How can we advise people that does not use water very wisely?
I think that farmers are usually pretty smart people, right? That's the starting point. And I think it's the incentives that they're feeling, right? If for example, water is easily available and you can put on a lot of water without too much labor, without too much cost, then farmers will use a lot of water. So I think we have to look at incentives for people, for the farming community, both incentives to use water-saving practices. That might be if a city, for example, wants more water, maybe they can help out farmers to implement water-saving practices. On the other hand, it may be a good time to put a little bit give a price incentive to farmers to use less water.
When you look at someone that uses his or her water very wisely, I mean, what's the very best practice of it? Another question is there something else that farmers can add on to their land, or is this just water?
Basically, good farming practices, meaning good soil fertility, good land management, taking care of the weeds, all that has a lot to do with increasing yields of farm practices. And in general, when yields go up, that productivity per unit of water also goes up, too. So for every drop of water, you can get more just through better land management practices. But a lot of times when water is just there pretty cheap, then people may do all the good land management practices but may forget about the water angle.
Yeah. And is there something that might complement water?
Yes. Complementing the water, soil fertility is extremely important. So some good fertilizers on the land. There's water technologies. Some technologies, for example, drip and sprinkler, are known to get better crop per drop of water.
David, where do you see in the world areas or countries at risk?
I think Mexico. I'm thinking from the water angle, right? Thinking of countries that have really used a lot of their water. Mexico, by the way, I mean the productivity is pretty good, but the water resources are quite limited, as I'm sure you and your listeners know. That's one place. But the other big places are China, with all those people. In the North China Plains, it's in a way similar to Mexico. There's not enough water. Another place is India, in the Indus Basin, a breadbasket for India, where, again, people are using groundwater and keep pumping down the levels of groundwater. And it happens in Australia along the Murray-Darling River, and also in the United States in the Colorado River, where we're meeting big water constraints to the future. So I think now it's the food prices going up, but I think that's the next thing that's going to hit is the water.
Yeah. What do you think we can do?
Well, I think now I think we have to look for other ways to grow food, perhaps looking at rain-fed systems. There's a lot of chance to increase production on rain-fed systems. I do think wherever we see some practices in irrigation that are not very good, we need to give farmers incentives to improve those practices. I think that on the diet side, we as consumers might be a little bit more conscious about what we're eating and the water implications of that. So there's something that everybody can do in the equation.
Yeah. David, are you aware or are you worried or concerned by what we've read in the international press saying that there might be social unrest in different countries because of what's happening with the price of food?
Yeah, I'm quite concerned here in Sri Lanka, where I'm at. Every day the issue of food prices reaches the newspaper, and people are pressing politicians for lower food prices. And so it's definitely an area of concern in many countries. I mean, it's what hitting poor people's tummies is quite a serious concern.
Yeah. David Molden, líder de la evaluación del manejo de agua en la agricultura del Instituto Internacional para la Administración del Agua. Thanks for taking our call and good luck.
Okay, muchas gracias.
Gracias a David Molden, que está en Sri Lanka en el International Water Management Institute. Información.